Wednesday, the 10th of September, Yud Elul, Rabbi Aharon Basus, Hatoros Medorim.
Good morning. Chose this topic about Hatoros Medorim because Chodesh Elul, this is one of the minhagim that's become part of Klal Yisrael, and this month is Hatoros Medorim. As you know, throughout the month of Elul, there's a minhag of blowing the shofar and saying the David Hashem Uri and so on and so forth, and various minhagim. And one of the minhagim, which is in Klal Yisrael, in all sectors of Klal Yisrael, is to make Hatoros Medorim before Rosh Hashanah. Svadim we make also an Erev Yom Kippur as well, Hatoros Medorim, an Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. And then there's Kol Nidre. Coming to Yom Kippur with the inyanim of Hatoros Medorim. What is the chashivut? What is so special that we need to make Hatoros Medorim? Why has it become so important in Klal Yisrael to make Hatoros Medorim for Rosh Hashanah? So for that there is three ta'amim brought down. The first time is because of the chomer of the avon of Nidarim and Shavuot. The severity of the sin of Nidarim and Shavuot is such that we don't want to come into Rosh Hashanah with that sin on our head. We want to remove that completely before we come to Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rambam says, when the Rambam brings in Hilchot Teshuva, he brings the Seder of Chilukei Kapara. There's different levels of sin and different levels of Teshuva that a person needs to do for the various with the various sins. The Rambam says, if a person was Mevatul Naseh, for example, if a person didn't shake the ruler, didn't hear shofar, and so on, so that's called bitl asay. The Rambam says all he needs to do is to do teshuva and he's mechapa straight away. Then there is a person that over no law asay, means that there's a lav in the Torah and he breaks the lav. He eats machalot asurot, which the Torah says you're not allowed to eat, and he goes and eats it. So that's more chamor. For that he needs teshuva. Is tole b'yisurim ba'ayimu mechaprim alav. He needs yisurim as well. Teshuva b'yom kippur mechaprim. Then there's more chamur, which is kritot u'mitot bedin. Kritot u'mitot bedin, there is yisurim which carry with it the onesh of karet or mitah bedin. And that the Rambam says, for example, what's an example of a karet, if a person eats chaylev, dam, chilut shabbat, this type of thing. This is considered a stricter sin, and therefore teshuva b'yom kippur tolin v'yisurim b'ayim u'mechaprim, and then the yisurim, the punishment that he gets, that's mechaprim for him. And then the final one is chilul Hashem. The Rambam says that even teshuva yom kippur yisurim is not mechaprim till yom p'tirato. But the Rambam adds one point. He says shavuot shavu sheker. Al Avi doesn't have the onesh of karet mitzvah bedin mina hamuroten. Words of the Rambam. Swearing falsely, or to take an oath and breaking one's oath, even though the punishment is not written in the Torah of the karet mitzvah bedin, even so it's considered mina hamurot, and therefore it's got the same. It goes to the same category as kritot mitzvah bedin. Interesting. The Gemara says. Ba'avon nedarim, ishto shel adam, banav shel adam metim, because of the chomer of nedarim. It's very, very strict. Whenever there's, sometimes you find children, they get not well, or different cases, children sometimes they choke and so on and so forth, and people come to me and they say to me, what should we do? So I say, the first thing is nedarim. It's written, Bavon Nedarim, Banim Metim. And people think, but I don't make Nedarim. Maybe in the olden days, they used to make Nedarim, it was common to make a Nish, for a person to be Nishva, it was Ragila Lishonah. But nowadays, who says nowadays, I swear, I take an oath? In normal conversation, you don't do that. Halacha says, Nidrei Mitzvah. If a person says, without taking the word oath, he says, I'm going to do a Mitzvah, I'm going to give Tzedakah. Yeah, that becomes a neder. Neder gadol nadal Elohei Yisrael. If a person says, Ashkim ve'eshna, tomorrow morning I'm going to get up early, I'm going to daven v'netz. Neder gadol nadal Elohei Yisrael, that's considered a very big neder. Even didn't say the word they didn't say the word Shavua. Nidre mitzvah. Person buys an aliyah, person gets called up to the Sefer Torah and he says a Mishabeirach and he says Vav Shinada. And he says, I'm going to give a Neid, I'm going to give a Matana. That becomes a Neid and that's Nidorim. Machshava, yeah, the Poskim say if he had a, there's two types of Machshava. If a Machshava, you're thinking about doing something, that's nothing. If a person thought about it and he decided in his mind, he came to decision mentally, by mitzvah, that's considered a neder, yeah. And this type of thing, if a person does a minag tov, he doesn't say anything even, but he starts doing a good custom. He starts something good, which he wasn't doing previously, and he didn't say bli neder, when he started doing it, it becomes a neder. It's one of the things when you say natos and dog, that he did a minute of shlosha fa'amin v'lo itneisi b'ni neder. I didn't make a condition on doing b'ni neder. For example, the person starts learning daf yomi. He didn't say anything. He started learning on a regular basis. 3 days he learned, it becomes a neder. And so on and so forth. And this, so nedarim is something which is shy to us, and it's something which is very chamur. So we don't want to come into Rosh Hashanah with Avon and Darim, therefore we do Atzeres and Darim. That's a simple pshat. There is another pshat which is Adercha Musa, which is that what is the Avodah of the Yamim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What is Ika Avodah? Ika Avodah is Tefillah. First in Rosh Hashanah, how many hours he spends in Beit Knesset, with Palel, Yom Kippur, the whole day is a day of Tefillah. So that means a person is asking the Kaddish Baruch Hu to accept the words of his mouth. What does he say in his tefillah? He says he makes resolutions, he makes kabbalas, the person says vidui, he says charota, and so on and so forth. All through his mouth. If a person throughout the year he said things from his mouth and he didn't keep them, so what? Why should the Kaddish Baruch Hu accept what he's saying in his tefillah? If the words of his mouth are cheap, he doesn't keep them throughout the year. Why should Kadosh Baruch Hu accept what the words he says on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So therefore, in order that we should correct, to purify the mouth, in order that it should be able to daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's one of the reasons why that's not the second time. The third time, which is probably the ikar time, is what's written in the words of the Zohar. The Zohar says in Parshat Pekudei a very interesting thing. The Zohar says, "Kol inu apiku mipumai mila dvar tzricha." Anyone takes out from his mouth a word which is not correct. It's not only talking about Nidorim, but it's talking about any type of words, Lashon Hara or Nibble Peh, Ubata Da'afiku Mipumai Mila Kedisha. Afterwards, he takes out from his mouth a holy word, Mila De'oraita, Umitanfu Pumai Huba. He's dirtying the Torah with his mouth, because his mouth was used for bad. Bilen Kaime Uminabin Lon. In Shemaim, they put him in Nidri. That means they like cast him out. They kindly buy nidui ba'in yomim, and the nidui lasts for 40 days. And in this period, lo ishtama tzeloton, his tefillahs are not heard. It could be connected to what we said before, but this was written that here, that person who said something bad from his mouth, and then the in Shemayim they put him in nidui, and his tefillahs are not heard. When he does teshuva from that sin, mitkanfin ilan arba'in v'shan leide matzi de nidri uchdei nachrizu alei de announce in Shemayim plan yeshala nizifa. We matzi the nidri for such a person. Min kanul halatz lota alat. From that time onwards, this tefillah can be accepted. So you see over here the importance, the connection between nidorim and saying things from one's mouth and the Kabbalat HaTfilot. And obviously there's a time when we want our Tfilot to be heard, And the Zohar says that if a person's not careful what he says from his mouth, they put him in Nidui, then when a person's put in Nidui, his tefillot are not heard. So therefore, this is one of the reasons why Zohar tells us. So it's a minag hashuv, the inyan of Atat and Darim, which we do in Erev Rosh Hashanah. He said his father, we do also in Erev Yom Kippur, and the inyan of Kol Nidre as well. We come into Yom Kippur with the inyan of Nidre. By the way, when we say Kol Nidre, there's a big machloket amongst the Rishonim. Is it Hataras Nidre, or is it only a Moda'a, the Sirat Moda'a? Because when we make Hataras Nidre, we do two things. Number one, we are matter the Nidre which we made, and then we must say in Moda'a on the Nidre which we're going to make. And we say all the Nidre which we're going to make, yeah, we must have Moda'a that we don't want this Nidre to be chal. So the big question is what's pshat in Kol Nidre? Yeah? Whether we say in Kol Nidre Di Nidana or do we say Di Ninda? Miyom HaKippurim She'avar Adyom HaKippurim HaZeh or Miyom HaKippurim HaZeh Adyom HaKippurim HaBa? Yeah? There's a big discussion. The pashtus of Kol Nidre is you're not doing Hataras Nedarim. Because if you make Hataras Nedarim, yeah, there's always a person who comes to be matzid the neder, and then you have to have a bedin who comes to be matzid the neder. And in Kol Nidre we don't have any bedin who's matzid the neder. The bedin normally has to sit down and they have to say machul lecha, shari lecha, and so on and so forth. We don't say that in Kol Nidre. Yeah, so Pashas Kol Nidre is only Messiah Moda'a. We're announcing that all the dom which we're going to make in the coming year, they should be null and void. So we've spoken about the minute of making Hataras Nedarim. We spoke about the chomer of making Nedarim. Now we're going to learn a little bit of some of the dinim of Hataras Nedarim, yeah, that we should know how to make Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim doesn't only apply in Erev Rosh Hashanah, which we're going to talk about b'ikar, but applies any time during the year, because it's written in small print before the Hataras Nedarim which you have in Erev Rosh Hashanah, that this Hatorah which we're making only applies to Nedarim which we don't remember. Because there's a din, before you make Hataras Nedarim, Tzarich Lifrot Et HaNeder. You have to say what Neder you made, and you have to regret it. But if you don't say what Neder you made, you can't make Hataras Nedarim. But in the Nusach of Hataras Nedarim we say, the Avo Pi Tzarich Lifrot Et HaNeder, and we're not coming to ask Hataras Nedarim on those Nedarim which we're not able to be mastered, therefore treat it as if we were Mefarad Neder. But it's written over there, this is, it only helps when Nedarim which a person doesn't remember. Hataras Nedarim which makes Rosh Hashanah. But if a person knows specifically he made a Neder, it doesn't help Rosh Hashanah what he does Hataras Nedarim. He has to actually make a separate Hataras Nedarim. And this applies throughout the year as well. So what is the, we have to know some of the dinim of Hataras Nedarim. Sometimes people get confused, they're not sure exactly how to make Hataras Nedarim. We have to know some of the dinim of Hataras Nedarim. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's two minhagim, how we do Hataras Nedarim. The minhag Sfardim is we do it with tzibur. What does that mean? Three people sit down, and the whole tzibur stand in front of those three people, and they all matinate it together. They say the nusach together. Yeah? And they say the whole tzibur together, and the Ezes Noshim is full, and the ladies are also saying Hataras Nedarim all together, and then the three people then say Mutayim Lachem Dayim Lachem Dayim Lachem all together, and the whole tzibur gets Hataras Nedarim in Makaha. And then afterwards those three people then make the Hataras Nedarim just for themselves. But the basic Hataras Nedarim for the tzibur is done in one go. Yeah, I believe, I've never done by the Ashkenaz and Erev Rosh Hashanah. You should know that even Sfarad and done by the Ashkenaz and Erev Rosh Hashanah, they don't. Because, as you know, always we're in Selichot, we're always more Machmir. Because we have longer Selichot, and it means longer in time, longer in amount. But Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Ashkenazim, they beat us out. Yeah? Your Selichot and Erev Rosh Hashanah is very, very, very long. Yeah? And therefore, even Sfarad and done by the Ashkenazim, but normally in Erev Rosh Hashanah they won't. And I've never seen how the Ashkenazim make Hataras Nedarim myself, but even when we're in Yeshiva we have our own minyan, we have our own Selichot, our own Hataras Nedarim. But I believe, and I've seen it brought down, that the Sibyl divide themselves out every in four in groups of four, and then they each group makes Hatoras Adarim, and they each person in that group then will make Hatoras Adarim themselves. I'm not sure the reason for this. Why it should be done such a way? I mean, before it would be much more simple to make it as a Sibyl. Yeah, but when you make it in this way, then you have to be especially knowledgeable of Hatoras Adarim. Tell you what, the way we make it. We choose the three most choshev people in the tzibur. They sit down, and we make hatoras nedarim, the gemara. The halacha says, when you make hatoras nedarim, there's some things which you can do, and some things you can't do. First of all, the three people are sitting. Is it a beddin, or is it not a beddin? If it's a beddin, normally it's dayanim. And there's special halacha of beddin. A beddin can only be done during the day. Dinu laboke mishpat. Mishpat can only come from the bedin during the daytime, not during the night time. Din you can't do on Shabbat. En danim be Shabbat. So what is the status of Hatoras Nedarim? Are these three people a bedin? And therefore they can only make it during the daytime, they can only do it during the weekday, and so on and so forth, and they have to be mumchim, or it's not, hasn't got the status of a din. The halacha says it hasn't got the status of a din. Hatoras Nedarim can be done even by night. It can even be done by Krovim. That means normally you go to a Beddin, two Dayanim who are related cannot sit on the same Beddin. If they're brothers, brother-in-law, and so on, well, they can't sit on the Beddin. Yeah? The Krovim, or the person who's coming to in front of the Dayanim, if he's related to the Dayanim, they cannot judge his case because it's Krovim. But it's full Kurva, Mishnah Sanhedrin. Hatoras Nedarim, they can all be brothers, and you can come in front of them, and you can do that to God. It's not considered din. It can be done even on Shabbat. Yeah, if it is a Tzorek Shabbat, the person made a neder not to eat a certain food, and now on Shabbat, if he wants to eat it, it's a Tzorek Shabbat to eat that food, yeah, he can make a Tzorek on Shabbat. It's not considered din. But, however, there is a certain element that is still required. You still need three people. It doesn't need mumchim, but he said yotot. But the Shulchan says it cannot be amearet. It has to be at least gamim v'savim. What means gamim v'savim? If you explain to them, they can understand. If it's someone so amearet that he's got no musagim in Torah, and therefore even if you explain to him, he doesn't understand what you're talking about, he cannot sit on the bed if I told him to die. That's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Right? That's number one. Number two, the Kivayga says, even though you don't need a beddin, it's brought down Chizkei Shuvan, you know, in Erechus Nedarim. Now, even though you don't need a beddin, the women and children cannot make Hatoras Nedarim. Why? He says, even though the prate dinim of beddin doesn't apply, but they have to be re'uyim ledin. So it has to be a man, a woman cannot sit on a beddin. It has to be a gadol, cannot be a katan, they cannot sit in the bed. So, that's what Rukhagir says, and he adds a chiddush. Where did the katan become a gadol? At what age? Yeah? Huh? What age did he become a gadol? 13, bar mitzvah, yeah? That's only midrabana. Midoraita, you need two things. You need shanim v'simanim. You need age, and you also need physical maturity. What's called shtei sa'arot. You need simanim to show that he's a gadol. But normally, when it comes to bar mitzvah, we call the child up to say the Torah, we let him be a shliach tzibur, because all this is midrabanan. In drabanan there's a chazakah. What's the chazakah? The Gemara says, mi shegiya lechlav shanim, chazakah hegiya lesimanim. If he became 13, probably he's also got the physical maturity that's required. And therefore we don't need to be bodek for milta de rabbanan. For milta de oraita, we have to be bodek. It's not enough. You know the boy had his bar mitzvah and so on, but you can see he's got no hair on his face at all. Yeah? To do a mitzvah de oraita, you have to be bodek. To check him that he's got hair on his arms and so on and so forth in his makomot ha'erva, to see whether he's got physical maturity before he can do a mitzvah de oraita le'mashal. The husband's gone away, and he left the bar mitzvah yingo at home with the mother and the sisters and so on and so forth. Who makes kiddush? mother says to the child, "You're going mitzvah, do you make kiddush for us?" He can't make kiddush, because kiddush on Friday night is a mitzvah d'oraita. And if the child is not a gadol d'oraita, he can't make kiddush. Unless you can see that he's got heads, or unless he's got there. But al pi hazaka, he cannot make kiddush. Or to blow shofar, which is a davar d'oraita, he cannot blow shofar, even though he's about mitzvah, 13, 14. But if you cannot see that he's got physical maturity, he cannot blow. Says the Kiva'egah, a child, if I told him down, even though he's bar mitzvah, if we're not sure that he's a gadol, because he's not a gadol d'oraita, the chazakah does not help us. So if I told him down, you need a child who's a vare gadol. So, you got children, bar mitzvah children, Erev Rosh Hashanah, they want to do a person down, they cannot sit down. To know, they can. It can be massive there in the dorim, but they cannot sit down as the bed din. That's number one. Next halacha. Can you make a shaliach for a toast in the dorim? Throughout the Torah, we say shlucha shel adam kimoto. Can you make a shaliach for a toast in the dorim? You can make a shaliach to get married. You can make a shaliach to get divorced. Can you make a shaliach for a toast in the dorim? Why am I asking this question? Because what about the ladies? Everyone makes a thousand dollars on every Rosh Hashanah. What about the ladies? Ladies also make the dollar. Huh? They also need to do a thousand dollars. Yeah? So in our places, the ladies come also on every Rosh Hashanah. But if everyone's making privately a thousand dollars, then what does it help? Even the ladies are full, the Ezra's Nozim is full, they don't make a thousand dollars, they can't sit and make their own a thousand dollars. They require the men to make a thousand dollars for them. But the men are busy doing a thousand dollars themselves. So can ladies make shalichim to their husbands, to their children, and say, listen, I'm making my shalich to make a thousand on my behalf. Does it work or doesn't work? It's a shaila in the Gemara, in Masechet Nedarim. That ches on the base. The Gemara says, Avina Abelei Nidu Lidbitu. Avina's wife had made a neder. After they came made the Rashi, Avina came in front of Rabashi. Amalei Baal Maoshi Yasi Shliach Echaratat Ishto. Can a husband be a Shliach if his wife is not Charota to make her thousand dollars on her behalf? Amale Rashi said to him, Imechanfin in Ilolo. If the people are already sitting, then he can make her thousand dollars. But he cannot gather them together. If they're all over the place, he cannot say to this person, Etzachan, do you mind coming and joining and making a bed on my behalf? Yeah, my wife needs to make a thousand dollars. I'm a shliach. Can't do that. Im mechanfin, if they're already sitting down, im ilolo. Very strange halacha. So first of all, there's the machlokes. We show you between the Rambam and Tosfot. That which the Gemara asks, Baal Mashiach Shliach leCharata Dishto, is it only a husband? But anyone else no? Or the opposite, everyone else yes, and only husbands are shaila. Tosfos learned anyone can make a shaliach for a thousand dollars. The shaila is only about a husband. Why? Because a husband, because he's so concerned about his wife, he might come to add things which his wife didn't say. Yeah, because you have to have a certain type of charota, and the husband, you go to the bed and the bed and say, "Listen, did your wife say like this?" He'll say, "Yes, she said like this, like this, like this," and she didn't say that because he's so concerned for her, he might come to add things which she didn't say. So there is a special shayla, Baal Mashiach Shiyach Shaliyah. But anyone else, she says he can be a Shaliyah. That's possible. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says, I'm not quite sure why the Rambam says this. The Rambam says, by Torah's Nedarim, we cannot make a Shaliyah. There's only one exception, a husband for his wife, because Ishto Kigufo. A husband and wife is like one. When a husband comes to have his wife is there, Ishto Kigufo. But anyone else cannot make a shliach. Now, Alokha is like the Rambam. And Shulchan Aruch is Gepaskin, Alokha Mefurash, in Yoredea. Sarich labo lifnei amatirim kshatiru lo ve'ein ose shliach lishol anidlo. A person who wants to make a dozen of them has come himself, he cannot make a shliach. There's only one exception, Baal can be a shliach of his wife. But otherwise, he cannot make a shliach. So a person, he's very busy and sensible, he wants to make a shliach, he can't make a shliach. He got up late, he wants to make a shliach, he can't make a shliach. A woman, she wants to make a shliach, her children, yeah, to be, or a girl, a married girl, she got a brother, she says to him, listen, be my shlech, it doesn't work. A bitsula, a pnuya, and so on, it doesn't work, there's no such thing as shlechu. Even Baal Ishto, the Gemara gave the condition, im mechamsin in, ilo lo, only the city. So then Shai says, therefore, an Erev Rosh Hashanah, called Al Minhag, they're sitting. Or any customer. The Bezdin sitting, not sitting specially for you. They're sitting in any case, because there are other people. Yeah? So therefore you don't have to gather them together. So an Erev Rosh Hashanah, if a woman says to her husband, listen, do me a favor, I might have made the dorm in the, I can't remember, but if I made the dorm, I'm metcharet on the dorm that I made, please be my shaliach. The husband goes to shul and he makes hadoros and dorim for himself. He can say in the nusach, he should add those words, ba'adil ba'adishti. I'm making hadoros and dorim for myself and for my wife, and he can make the shliach. Yeah? But what happens the rest of the year? A wife wants to be matinated, but she's embarrassed to come to shul and so forth, or to gather to, she says, how can you go on my behalf? He can't gather people together. So what should he do? So Ben Shai says, there's an Eitzah. When someone else wants to make a Torah and Dorim and gather those people, yeah, or someone wants to make a Tzavat Halom and he gathers together three people, then you can step in and say, also make a Torah and Dorim. But individually, you can't do. So just let...
Do women
make Nidorim?
Yeah.
whoever makes Nidorim, women are also going to dam Rosh Hashanah with it. Pashtas, that Torah and Dorim, what we make, before Rosh Hashanah applies to men and to ladies. Why not? If the time by Torah and Dorim is because this is Avon Chamor, women also have to get rid of that before Rosh Hashanah. If the time is because of Nidui, because they said something, you shouldn't say, they want the Kabbalah of Tfilis, women also want the Kabbalah of Tfilis. See? What's the difference?
They're not compromising for blameless.
Huh?
So
that's one, huh?
Yeah,
but another thing.
You can't do it. Force of Shan. You're able to do, especially
when
you
only
put kids with
the
lady.
It's
also
beer.
You're saying you can't be a
shrimp.
You
know,
you cannot be a shrimp.
Be a daughter.
You have to be yourself. Just come yourself.
But we don't do it. No. What do the three
by
the farming do?
Huh?
Yeah.
What do they do themselves? They make afterwards. After they make for everyone else, most people go home. They ask three people to sit down for them, and they make a toast for themselves. So we spoke a little bit about the importance of the Chomer HaNedarim. The importance of Atos and Dorim, how does it work? It's not a bed din. It hasn't got the dinim bed din, but there is certain factors that you still require, certain dinim that you still require, and a person has to be aware of it. That when it makes Atos and Dorim, that, for example, as we said, youngsters, children, and so on and so forth, they cannot act as the bed din. Women, they cannot sit on the bed din, and if they want to make Atos and Dorim, they have to come personally, and they cannot make a shliach unless it is a wife who asks her husband to be a shliach on her behalf.